Church, that brings us up to our sixth objective. To build our local church, we must work. We must work. The subtitle for today's message is, The Time Has Come. The time has come. Turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 6. Church, if we're going to carry out God's plan for our local church, we must work. We must work. That word work simply means to exert one's strength or abilities. To exert one's strength or abilities. It means to do or perform. To do or perform. To work means to labor, to toil, or to strive. Work, it means to exert one's strength or abilities. It means to do or perform. It means to labor, to toil, or to strive. Church, the time has come. It's time for us to use our abilities and exert our strength to accomplish the will of God. It's time for us to use our abilities and exert our strength to accomplish the will of God. It's time for us to labor to make the church better. Labor to make the church stronger. Labor to make the church a safer place. It's time for us right now to labor to establish the church. We cannot wait any longer. It's time to take what we know and run with it. We have the knowledge that we need. We have the power that we need. We have all the instructions that we need. Now it's just up to us. Church, it's up to us to do what God has called us to do. Let's look at Genesis chapter 6. We've been here several times throughout the year. We're going to read one verse of scripture, verse 22. Genesis 6, 22. We learn in this scripture that the earth had corrupted its way, that God decided he was not going to strive with man any longer. And he decided to bring a flood upon the earth to destroy those who were wicked. But Noah found grace in his eyes. So he told Noah what he was about to do. He said, I'm about to bring an end to all of this wickedness because the earth is filled with violence. Then he told Noah, but this is what I want you to do. I want you to build an ark so that you and your family can go in and be safe from the flood. But God did not stop there. God then gave Noah detailed and specific instructions. He didn't leave anything open and anything to chance. He told them how to build it, how to make it, what material to use. He gave him specific instructions. And after all of that, this is what happened. Verse 22, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded, so did he. I want you to focus on those first three words. Thus did Noah. That word did is a powerful word. It means to do, to accomplish or complete. It means to labor, to do, to accomplish, or complete. It means to labor. It is a Hebrew verb that conveys the idea of performing an activity with a distinct purpose in mind. It is performing an activity with a distinct purpose in mind. It is a verb that is used in conjunction with God's commands. That word did means to do, to accomplish or complete, to labor. It is performing an activity with a distinct purpose. It is used in conjunction with God's commands. In other words, it creates a moral obligation. It expresses doing that which we are morally bound to do. Church, God spoke to Noah. He revealed his displeasure with the world. He warned Noah of the judgments to come. He told Noah how his family would be made safe. Gave him specific instructions to build the ark. But at some point, church, God stopped talking. He had given Noah everything that he needed to rescue his family. All that was left was for Noah to perform. The time came to do the work, and when the time came, that's what Noah did. Thus did Noah. See, Noah understood that God had not given him a suggestion, but that God had given him a command. And it was a command for the well-being of his family. Noah understood that he was morally obligated, duty-bound to build the ark. So he set aside all other plans and focused his labor on accomplishing that distinct purpose. He labored with a goal in mind. Doing everything that he was instructed to do until the work was finished. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Church, God has been speaking to us for a long time. He has opened the eyes of our understanding. He has shown us the state of the world in which we live. He has shown us the perilous and distressful state of our family. But he has shown us how to rescue the family that we have. He's shown us how to rescue our loved ones. He's shown us how to rescue our sisters and our brothers. God taught us that the problem is sin. That in this world we do those things which we were not intended to do. That sin brings short-term pleasure, but long-term devastating after effects. He assured us that the answer to our sin problem was Jesus Christ. And he taught us how to present Jesus in a perishing world so that the lost might be saved. Church, he taught us how to present Jesus through righteousness. Taught us how to be right in our heart, right in our mind. Right with our words, right with our deeds. He taught us how to present Jesus by loving. Showed us how to love biblically. He taught us how to present Jesus by proclaiming the gospel message. And he didn't just say proclaim the gospel message. He showed us what the gospel message is so that we could clearly articulate it to those who we preach to. He taught us that Jesus Christ was the eternal Son of God. That he came into the world, promised by the Father, foretold by the prophets, that he wrapped himself up in flesh, that he united his divinity with humanity, that he became 100% man while he was 100% God. He taught us that Jesus became our scapegoat, that he died on our behalf. He took our place on the cross, taking the punishment for our sin. He taught us that Jesus was buried, but that he rose again. He taught us that he rose bodily and people saw him, that he was witnessed by Peter, that he was witnessed by the disciples, that he was witnessed by 500, that he was witnessed by James and the apostles. And then Paul said, I saw him on the Damascus Road when I was on my way to persecute Christians, when I was on my way to haul them off and put them in jail. I saw the risen Savior. Church, God has taught us the gospel message. He has taught us that Jesus is ascended into heaven and that he sits on the right hand of God the Father. He sits in a place of power and he sits in a place of authority. And there he makes intercession for us. He has taught us that our Savior is coming again. But when he comes again, he's not coming as Savior. He's coming as judge. And every man will have to give an account for the deeds done in his body. He has taught us that Jesus is going to restore the earth, and those who believe will forever be with him. God has taught us all of these things. Taught us the problem is sin. Taught us the answer is Jesus. He taught us the gospel message and how to live it. And church, he taught us that we are to do his great work of seeking and saving the lost through our local church. So he taught us how to make our church a safe place where people can come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, where people can come, be healed, delivered, and made free. Church, he taught us that we can do all of these things by being built with power, governed by doctrine, that we can be led by the Holy Spirit and rely on him to sustain us, that we can allow our doctrine to keep us and shape us. God has been instructing us for a long time. Have we been listening to his instructions? Have we been taking it all in? Have we become one with the things that he has said? These are the things that God has said to us. And now there has come a time when the instructions are complete. There's nothing else that needs to be said. All that is left is for God's people to perform. And church, that time is now. The time has come to work. What more do you need to know? Do we need to hear anything else? What else can God say to us to stir us up and move us forward? What else can God say to us to get us off of our seats and to do his good work? Is there anything else that he can say to us? Church, the time to do the work is now. For some of us, that's true not just for the work of the church. It's true for us in our personal life. Some of us are vacillating. We are back and forth. We are struggling with the same thing that we struggled with last year and 5 years ago and 10 years ago. We're struggling with the same thinking, struggling with the same attitude, struggling with the same behavior. And God is saying to us on this morning, I have said everything to you that you need to know. I have said everything to you so that you can overcome and have the victory. All you need to do to fix your life is do the work. Take the instructions and apply them to your life. Do the work, because there's nothing else for me to give you until you do the work. Church, turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as we prepare to receive our points for this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's time for us to do the work. And in order to work, we must do three different things. In order to work, I must, point number one, move. I have to move. What do you mean, Pastor? If I'm going to help establish my church, I have to move. I have to get into position. I have to get into position. See, we have learned when we studied the church that all of us have a part and a place within the body of Christ. But the question is, have I found my place? Have I found my place and my use in the body? Now, I'm not asking, am I doing what I want to do? That's a different question. Have I found my place and use in the body?